stark warnings over the inability of the international community to cope with record numbers of refugees forced to flee war zones provided the grim backdrop to events marking World Refugee Day on Saturday. According to the UN High Commission for Refugees, almost 60 million people have been displaced by conflict or persecution around the world. More than half of them are children. This makes every one in 122 people in the world a refugee, an internally displaced person, or an asylum seeker. Angelina Jolie, the UN Special Envoy for Refugees, says the current international refugee crisis is caused by a breakdown in global security and governance.
Our world has never been richer or healthier or more advanced, yet never before have so many people been dispossessed and stripped of their basic human rights. We should call this what it is. This is not just a refugee crisis, but a crisis of global security and governance that is manifesting itself in a world refugee crisis that is the worst ever recorded. We are living at a time of mass displacement.
Jolie visited a refugee camp in Midyat near Turkey's border with Syria that has seen a massive influx of people fleeing persecution by the Islamic State to mark World Refugee Day on Saturday. Last year, Turkey overtook Pakistan as the biggest refugee-hosting nation in the world, largely as a result of the conflict in Iraq and Syria, where the war has entered its fifth year. Turkey now hosts more than 2 million refugees and spends more than $6 billion on helping Syrians alone. Ahmed Lubada, a Syrian refugee at the camp, says he is dreaming of the day when he can return home.
Today we have lost our country. Our houses have been demolished and our children have been killed. We hope that we will be back home soon and the situation will become stable. This is what I want.
With nearly 4 million Syrian refugees in Lebanon, Turkey, Jordan and Iraq, a heavy toll has been placed on the local population. Basic infrastructure, including schools, hospitals and water supplies, have been placed under an enormous strain. It is less wealthy developing countries that host 86% of the world's refugees. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, warned that the scale of the current crisis was overwhelming international humanitarian organizations and was threatening to destabilize the poorer host nations. But some countries that have the capacity to help are instead shutting their gates to people seeking asylum. More people have been forced to flee their homes last year than at any time since the United Nations started keeping records, and they predict that the situation was likely to worsen still further. For CRI, I'm Purnima Veerasekara.